This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Nearly 70% more Coloradans have gotten their flu vaccines so far this year than during the same period last year. Here's CPR's Andrea Dukakis.
Part of the reason for the increase is that public health officials made the vaccine available earlier this year. They've been worried about the possibility of a twindemic, that the combination of a rise in COVID-19 and flu cases will overwhelm the hospital system. They've also launched a campaign to urge people to get the flu vaccine. And Dr. Eric France, chief medical officer at the state's health department, says people are motivated because of the pandemic.
Today, with COVID in our community, the fact that we see people who are getting sick, we say, boy, I should really also get that flu shot.
France says he hopes this will be a record year in Colorado for flu vaccinations. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
The coronavirus pandemic continues to harm Colorado businesses and the economy. State Republicans are planning another vote on a targeted relief package next week. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner says the American people expect Congress to do its job, and that includes providing relief where there is agreement. But Democrat Michael Bennett says the vote is a hollow political stunt. He says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is playing politics rather than seeking a bipartisan solution in the Senate to help the American people. The bill is expected to include money for the Paycheck Protection Program, schools, hospitals, and unemployment insurance. Senate Democrats stopped consideration of a similar bill last month, saying it didn't go far enough to help struggling families, businesses, and state and local governments. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado voters have started to return their ballots. Some have already mailed them or dropped them off. Molly Fitzpatrick is the clerk and recorder in Boulder County. She says ballots put in drop boxes are picked up daily.
They're under 24-hour video surveillance, and they are bolted to the ground, and bipartisan teams of election judges actually are the ones to drive out to those ballot boxes and collect those ballots.
Fitzpatrick says once the ballots are collected, they're put in bins that are sealed to prevent tampering and transported to the ballot processing center. It is 37 in the mountains around Vail with a high of 58 around there today. You're listening to CPR News.